What you focus on grows. So, make sure you're focusing on what you want, not what you don't want. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we're reminded that what you focus on grows. So be sure you're focusing on what you want. Enjoy.
Thinking about a situation where I had to give a lecture out in Los Angeles, California for Xerox Corporation. A part of what I do when my profession is doing corporate training. My passion is doing training with kids. So when I go someplace, I always try and arrange for a community group to have a group of young people together for me to work with them on a volunteer basis in the evening. So I decided to go into an area of Los Angeles to talk with someone about doing that. And they suggested that I come to speak at a community center right outside Los Angeles at Carson Community Center. And because of the gangs in Los Angeles, one of the young men that was coming there to organize it and his mother, he had a twin brother. And he took an interest in me because I have a twin. And his twin brother was the victim of a gang ritual. They brought in a new member in a gang and he had to prove that he was really with them and committed. And his job was just to select anybody at random and kill them. And he did that as this young guy was coming out of a store. So they told me, Mr. Brown, would you come over and talk to the teenagers here? There's a lot of depression and despair and hopelessness and people feeling powerless about the gangs. And bring with you some handouts and materials so you can do a workshop. And parents will be involved too. Would you be willing to do that? I said, well, I'm doing a full day seminar and I'm usually just physically exhausted afterwards. How many people you say you're going to have? We guarantee at least 400 to 500 people there. I said, okay, I will come there and work with them and take them through this intensive. It's called Project Respect, how to create a shift in the community, how to get young people engaged in a process of creating positive peer pressure rather than buying into the negative peer pressure. Instruments and techniques of how we can provide ongoing coaching for young people to begin to change how they see themselves and their values and how to resist negative peer pressure. So I came there after working in a seminar, totally exhausted in that Los Angeles traffic. It took over an hour to get there. Got there, they only had 7 people. I had an attitude. I said, you had me come all the way from Los Angeles after working all day just to talk to 7 people? You told me over 400 people were going to be here. Where are the parents? Only one parent here. My time is valuable. I've got all this material that we've copied to do a workshop. And so I went on and talked to those young people that were in the room, the 7 that were there. And I just gave them a little speech. And then I left. Went back to the hotel. That night around 3:30 in the morning, the phone rang. The minister that invited me called me and said, Mr. Brown, I've got to ask for your attention for a moment. I said, what is it? Kenyatta, one of the young men who was there, wanted to talk to you. He was the brother of the guy that was killed. He'd like to talk to you. He's been here for over an hour and I told him, please don't call you. But he insisted. Would you please talk to him for a moment? I said, yes, put him on the phone. Kenyatta, what can I do for you? He said, Mr. Brown, I listened to your tapes for a long time. I've grown to love you and admire you. Among the things that I heard on your tapes that you said, you must deal with circumstances such as you find them. You came in this evening and I admit, no, we did not have the numbers that you asked for. No, we did not deliver as we had promised we would. But we were looking for you, the motivator, to give us some hope. We were depressed and we don't know what to do. We were looking for some direction. And you were so caught up in pouting with your ego because we didn't have the place full. You didn't give us your best. I said, excuse me, I was laying in bed. I sit up then. Wait a minute here. Now see, part of what won't let us grow in life is, number one, we identify when we get feedback. We start taking it personal. Number two, we start to justify. So I became defensive and I said, wait a minute. I worked all day. I didn't charge y'all a quarter for this. I went carpet material. I came over there. I was there to give a training for the people, and all y'all had to do was bring people there. If you don't do it for me, for the next speaker that you have, at least provide an audience for him to work with. He said, are you through, sir? I said, yes. Mr. Brown, you said you must deal with circumstances such as you find them. We went round and round for about 45 minutes. Because my ego on the line, I can't let this young boy out debate me. He was not intimidated. I used all the verbal gymnastics and examples I could. He would not budge. And I said, okay, I'm sorry. Give me a break. And he said, it takes a big man to say he's sorry. That night, after I finished that young man, I prayed. I stayed on the floor by the bed. I said, Lord, if you ever give me a chance to speak again, I don't care if it's one person in the audience, I'm going to wear that one out. I learned my lesson.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.